This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNee. Calls continue to grow for an end to the financial secrecy in shell companies that have allowed many of the world's richest and most powerful people to hide their wealth from tax collectors. The outcry has come after a report published Sunday revealed the way that world leaders, billionaires, and others have used offshore accounts to keep trillions of dollars out of government treasuries over the past quarter century. It limits the resources for helping the poor or combating climate change or more. The report is being dubbed the Pandora Papers. Many of the tax dodges are legal, and analysts say that one solution is to ban shell companies that help investors and avoid pay taxes. Afghan refugees will soon be arriving in the United States after a massive campaign to vaccinate them against the measles. A small outbreak had led to a three-week pause in evacuations. Officials said Monday that the vaccinations have been administered to about 49,000 evacuees staying temporarily on American military bases, as well as to those still in transit points in Europe and the Middle East. The detection of 24 cases of measles among the evacuees put the refugee resettlement effort on hold, stranding about 15,000 people in overseas transit points. They will now be able to come to the U.S., many joining fellow Afghans, staying temporarily at American military bases. Meanwhile, according to the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, it finds that 72% of Americans favor granting refugee status to people who worked with the U.S. or Afghan government during the war.